Morning, folks. They were a discouraged band of disciples, these men of followers of Jesus Christ. They spent years with him. He spoke of spiritual truths with power and authority, so captivating, not like the way the scribes and the Pharisees spoke at all. But mixed in there was also notes of deep care for them, others they met every day. He held out an inner peace so different from what people knew of at the time. He offered pardon and forgiveness and the lifting of burden from the soul, and his words were neither empty nor shallow. But the way it was all going to happen, they couldn't understand. Jesus spoke of a cross and a fearful death and a rising again, and he promised he would meet them afterwards. All they could think of was the death. It sounded so fatal. It sounded so final. It sounded like a defeat. And when it all happened, these disciples were scattered and bewildered. For over a week, they were bumping along the bottom. Nothing could brighten their days. So they decided to go back to what life was like before they met Jesus. They thought of going back fishing. They tried fishing all night. They caught nothing. Next morning, life was no better, but life was about to change in a most remarkable way. That morning, Jesus met them, and they knew he was alive exactly as he said it would be. They were never the same again. They had a conviction in them. They had a purpose for living. They had a message based on what he had said and what he had done, a message that changed them, and they wanted to share with others. In our days, we have so much to fill our lives, yet so many can be discouraged just like these disciples were. We don't understand what is happening to us. And just like them, we can be changed and life can be different when we know this Jesus who has risen and is alive. When we listen to what he has done and what he has says to our soul for our good. Have a good day.